Welcome to The Space Around Us, our weekly look at the wonders of the universe. Now, scientists at the University of Southampton are looking for black holes. In fact, they help design, build and operate the European Space Agency's Integral Observatory, a black hole hunter. It looks for gamma rays, the clue to the existence of black holes. With us is Professor Malcolm Coe, who is going to shed some light on these celestial bodies. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, that's great. Yes.
We've touched on black holes before, but can you remind us, what is a black hole?
So a black hole is not anything unusual in the sense that it's a dead star, basically. Certain kinds of stars, fundamentally very large stars, live through their life and they end up as black holes. So we don't think they're rare. We think the universe is full of them all over the place, thousands and thousands of millions of them. But they're relatively new in the history of our understanding of astronomy.
So why are you looking at gamma rays then?
Well, we want to try and find these black holes. And black holes, by their very name, are black, and so they're really hard to see. In fact, you know, no light comes off a black hole at all, is our understanding. So in order to try and find them, we have to find some clue or signature that tells us there's a black hole in the region of space around something else. So one of these signatures is the production of this very hard radiation, gamma rays.
But obviously space is massive. I mean, we look up into the sky and you can see a star, and the distance to the other star is quite large. So somewhere in the middle is where the black hole is?
No, we can't find black holes that are in the middle of space all by themselves. They're pretty benign. I mean, in the sense that if there's nothing nearby them, then they'll just sit there minding their own business and they'll be there for the lifetime of the universe, we believe. Ones we're looking for, the ones we hope to find, are the ones that are close to, trapped around or going around another star in a binary system. And having a black hole right alongside a star makes a big difference to the way the star looks and behaves.
How long have we known about black holes then?
Oh, quite a while now. The first one was discovered back in the early 1970s, again from this signature of looking for gamma rays. Quite a famous one called Cygnus X1. It's a few thousand light years away from our planet. All of them, all the ones we've found so far, are thousands of light years away. So we don't have any black holes on our doorstep yet. But as I say, if there's one sitting there in space, we'd never know it was there until somebody went past.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, is it?
No, I don't think so. The distances are huge and the chance of finding them like that are very remote. So the way we do it is we look for these gamma rays. And we now have a list of hundreds of black holes that we know about through this route, through this channel of searching for the gamma rays.
Once again, you brought a fantastic amount of ideas and thoughts to the table. Let's have a quick break, think about things, and come back with some more questions. Welcome back to the second part of The Space Around Us. With us is Professor Malcolm Coe. We're talking about black holes, where they are, what they are, and exactly what are they doing.
Well, as I said earlier, they're the end product of life of a big star. The star explodes when it gets near to the end of its life, and this huge explosion creates a black hole. We think once the black hole is made, it's pretty stable, and it can grow in size. If more stuff falls onto it, it'll get bigger and bigger. But it's a pretty stable configuration, and it's likely to be there for a long time. People sometimes say, well, what happens if two black holes meet, for example? As far as we can tell, that could happen, and the two black holes would merge and form one very much larger black hole. So black holes come in all sizes. There's nothing in the fundamental physics of it that says they have to be a particular size, so they can be very small right through to huge ones.
Well, science fiction films dictate a black hole as something you cannot escape from. I mean, how close is a safe distance to be from a black hole?
Well, you certainly wouldn't want to get too close. Gravitational force of a black hole is quite significant. And if you flew too close, too slow, then you could get caught. It's hard to put a number on it. It depends how big the black hole is, how fast you're going. Fundamentally, you just wouldn't want to be anywhere near it, if you have any sense. I mean, apart from anything else, there's often a lot of hard radiation, these gamma rays we're talking about, coming off from these black hole regions. And so that would just kill you long before you even got close enough to get caught by the black hole. So they're not good places to be, not good places to have planets with people on. You want to keep out of the way of black holes if you can.
So the last thing you're going to do is some sort of 2001 adventure into the black hole and sort of come out the other side.
Well, people do suggest that there could be these things called wormholes, which link a black hole with something they suggest would be called a white hole. So everything falls into a black hole. Then they say, well, by analogy, maybe there should be white holes where everything falls out. And then once you've got that idea, you can then link them together. And there's this magic thing called a wormhole. The general relativity of it, the maths of it, the physics of it, seems to say this is possible, but it's hard to imagine how anybody would survive the experience of going through this wormhole. But it might one day provide us a tool to get around the galaxy.
So here's a tough question. How does research like this benefit the region, the Hampshire, Dorset, West Sussex?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have scientists at the university who are building space-quality hardware here. So they're building instruments to go into space. They're designing things that are at the cutting edge of technology. The things we're doing is developing detectors and telescopes that look for gamma rays. And where else do we find gamma rays? Well, in our local hospital. And the same kind of techniques that we're using to image the sky to look for gamma rays, you can use exactly the same techniques to image the human body and figure out what's going on inside a human being. So it's exactly the same. You could take one of our astronomers, you could put them in the medical lab at the hospital, and they'd know exactly what was going on and could help. So the technology overlaps. We're after black holes, other people are doing other things, but there's a huge amount of commonality in what we're doing here.
Well, once again, plenty of food for thought. Professor Malcolm Coe, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure as always.